welcome to Real Home. This is your host, Tamara D. Taylor, where I help you create a life that you love at home and on the go. We share practical tips on home organization, decorating, and family travel. So whether you need a simple way to tidy up, create smart storage, or help prepare for your next vacation, we offer everyday solutions that are practical and on a budget. So stay tuned as we help you turn your house into a real home. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Real Home. This is your host, Tamara D. Taylor, and I am excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about getting your home game day ready. Yes, everyone is all excited. If you are a sports fanatic, football is back. Sunday night football. And we're going to give practical tips on things that you can do to make sure that your home is game day ready. So listen, typically on Sundays, that is our day of resetting our mental, our spiritual, and our physical. So typically, not saying you should not be giving God his time any other day, but on Sundays is that designated time that we tend to go to our places of worship. We fellowship, we come home, we clean, we wash clothes, we make sure that we're getting the house set and established and ready for the upcoming week. And now we have football that is back. So for those that enjoy sitting and lounging in front of the fireplace or lounging in front of that TV, I'm going to give you some tips to make sure that you are ready, not just for the game day, but keeping your home clean, keeping it organized, and having a place for everything. So let's first start off with our reset. Our spiritual reset, first and foremost, should be us having some time with our Heavenly Father. We want to spend some time in prayer, spend some time in devotion. If you are someone that goes into a physical worship assembly, then please make sure that you're getting yourself up, you're getting showered, and you're preparing to go to your church house. Now, for those that say, I don't necessarily go into the house of the Lord every week, and you may do something online, tap in, tune in. You have to get spiritually fed. That's going to be one of the things to make sure that we have reset our spirit and we are mentally getting prepared, because we're able to release and let go of the stress. We're able to receive God's word and what he is speaking to us for the day. That's not just for the day, but that's going to help carry us through our week. We want to also take some time, whether you go into the church assembly or whether you're at home, when you get home, we want to put on our relaxation clothes, okay? We just want to chill. Now we're going to get into our prep mode. Prep mode is making sure that our house is established and ready. So this is the time where you want to go in and check your bathrooms, check your kitchen. Those are our high traffic areas. So if you feel like, Tamara, you're always talking about the bathroom kitchen. We're using the bathrooms every day. We're in the kitchen every day. We may not sit in our living rooms or front rooms or family rooms, whatever you call it. We may not go in there every day. We may not have the time, but our bedrooms, kitchens, and our bathrooms, those are our spaces that we're going to be in every single day. So if you're a person that likes to just chillax, and Sunday may be that day, you want to have your warm blanket. You want to make sure you have your little table together. If you're a hot chocolate drinker, this is the time where you want to get your hot chocolate with marshmallows, or maybe grab you a cup of coffee and you want to relax. You want to enjoy your Sunday. While you're doing that, this is the time for also create a nice snack bar. Why do I say create a snack bar? That snack bar is going to do multiple things. If you have little ones that are snacking or waiting on you to cook dinner, it's going to save on time because you're not having to go in and prepare snacks. So having a snack center, especially on Sunday, is a great way to allow for your family to kind of just fend for themselves while you may be cooking some other meals, and it keeps them out of your way. And then it also creates a fun focal point where you already have things that have been set up and established. So let's start with our basics. If you are creating a snack tray, and that could be a snack table, that could be a snack bar, whatever it is, you want to have some grab and go items, especially when the game time is coming up. And you want to make cleanup a breeze. Nobody wants to be standing over there washing a bunch of dishes. Nobody wants to be like, ugh, I've made a mess. So we're going to talk about how to make sure that even the little ones can clean up. So the first thing you want to start with is some paper products. You may want to go ahead and say, listen, I'm not a big paper product person. You may want to have your regular dishes. That is your choice. But if you want to make an easy game day snack bar, paper plates are amazing because you don't have to worry about anything but grab and go. You can set them up right up on the tray. And when the kids and yourself or your significant other, when everyone is finished, it goes in the trash. You don't have to worry about dishes or running up a dishwasher. You also want to make sure that you have the same. You want to have some bowls, and you want to have cutlery, and you want to also have some cups. Again, it makes cleanup easy, so it reduces your mess, reduces stress, and then you can just have the kids pour their juices and their drinks in those cups, and again, eliminating dishes. Boom. It's going to go right in the trash can. You don't even have to worry about it. You want to pick a central location, especially if you have younger kids, somewhere that they can reach. So it may be an island. Again, it could be a table. It could even be a rolling car. Or if you truly have a bar, you could set that up too. You want to make sure that it is in a convenient, conspicuous place where everybody can get to it. All right, so now we want to have all of our paper products, and now we want to talk about what are things that we want to put on our snack bar. Do you want to have chips? You can do pretzels. You could do popcorn. You could do trail mix, just regular plain nuts, and have a variety. Or if you're into more of a healthier would like additional healthy options, you could do fruit trays, you could do veggie trays, you could do some cheese cubes, you can make your own little charcuterie and have some little ham, turkey, roast beef, salami, pepperoni. Those are all great things that you can put on a tray and make it handheld. Also, crackers. Again, this is a little snack bar that we're setting up. Doing a variety of crackers. You could do your regular butter Ritz crackers. You could do Triscuits, whatever crackers that you like, have those out there. You also want to make sure that everything is labeled. So you want to have, if it is trail mix, especially if someone has allergies and it's something that may have peanuts or something in it, then you want to make sure that you're labeling it. And it makes it a little bit easier. And it doesn't even have to be anything fancy, okay? This is an everyday Sunday thing. So you could use a sticky note if you have those little chalkboard notes, or if you have someone that has allergies, you can separate theirs and put theirs somewhere else so no one is getting sick. But you want to make it simple and easy. You want to make it as a grab and go. So this is that game day preparation. This is kind of our appetizer, if you will, to kind of prepare us as we're establishing what we may have on our dinner menu. Okay. So this is that pick up and go. We're grabbing some fruit. We're grabbing some little cube cheeses. We're going to make our own little charcuterie. You can add you some grapes. There's a lot of varieties that you can use, and it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Okay. Again, if you have little small kids and you already have bags of chips and pretzels and popcorns, put those little bags on the table. If you don't, make up little baggies. You could get you some little sandwich bags and make up little baggies for your chips, pretzels, and popcorns. That way it's not sitting out on the table just getting stale, but again, they can grab and go. We also want to think about our containers. beyond just those plastic bags. You can also put some of those things in stackable containers. You can use jars, especially for our fruit. You can make sure that our fruit is all clean for our grapes and our strawberries, and if you have any melons, things of that nature, watermelon and stuff like that. You can utilize jars. That way, those airtight jars, keeping it fresh, putting it on a table, or putting a little bit out and refilling it as you go. You want to make it easy, because not only do you want to have it just specifically for game day, but these are also quick things that you can keep on hand. So beyond just Sunday. So we talked previously a little bit about meal prep. Now, I'm not a meal prep person, okay? That is not my forte. And I'm going to have a professional on that does meal prep. But the things that you can do, there are containers and there are little small snack bins that you can get. Dollar Tree has a ton of them that you can get and create little small containers that they can already have with their cheese, their fruit, their crackers, those things. So it is, again, grab and go. That way it is not just for our game day, but it extends beyond, because we're also prepping for our upcoming week. So as we have this week that we're getting ready for, these are great things that you can already have established. Same thing with our chips and pretzels and popcorns and things of that nature. They're already in individual bags, or you can create baggies by taking, again, those little sandwich bags and putting enough portions in there. And that way you can grab and go, especially if you have any practices that you have coming up that you have to take your kids to, or, you know, you may have some late nights and errands to run, things that you have to do even after work. So you want to have snacks in the car, because when you're picking up your kids from daycare, the first thing they're saying is, I'm hungry. And if you're not going straight home, then you can have something in the car that's non-perishable that is quick for them. Okay. Also, restocking. So when you are restocking and putting away groceries, this is a great time to go ahead and start establishing a routine of, let me go ahead and start making our snack bags. Let me go ahead and start making our snack kits that have our fruits, vegetables, and a few little meats in there that, again, you can have your own Lunchable. You don't have to go and spend $3 and $4 on a Lunchable kit. You can make your own. Same thing with the crackers, the little ham. You can get a cute little cutter and make them into different shapes if that's what your kids enjoy. Think about our PB and jelly sandwiches. It doesn't have to be traditional. Again, you can get those cute little shapes, make your own crustables. The sky's the limit. But those are things that are easy options that you can do. Also, we want to make sure that we have our drink beverage dispenser. So you can either have small beverages where they can go in and may grab the little Sunny D's, go grab a Capri Sun, a Kool-Aid jammer. That's fine. But if not, have a little dispenser. Again, have some paper cups there. It makes it a lot easier. So now let's talk about some dinner ideas. When you're thinking about Sunday dinner and for a game day, most people think about finger foods. What are some quick finger foods and things that we can create that still gives us a hearty, good meal? Well, there's a few things. So we're going to talk about crock pot meals to our meals that you may want to take a little bit longer to cook that are cooked with love. Preparation, again, is key, especially if you know that you're leaving to go out for church and you want to go ahead and get an early start on your dinner. Crock pot is amazing. I said last episode, I don't use it as often, but now that the weather is shifting, I'm pulling that bad boy out from under the counter, from out of the drawer and or my cabinet, and putting it on the counter so I can create my crock pot meals. There are different things that you can cook. One is a chili. Putting chili in the crock pot and letting it simmer on low is great, because when you come back home, your chili is pretty much going to be done. The only thing you want to do is at least go ahead and brown your ground beef or ground turkey. Or if you're making like a chicken chili, then you want to go ahead and get your chicken. So that way your meat is done. Put all of your ingredients, your beans and all of that stuff, your chili seasonings, put everything in the crock pot and put it on a slow, low simmer. Chili is one of those things that doesn't take long, but you want to simmer it nice and slow. It really gets the flavors going, kicks it up a notch. When you get in, you can make you some cornbread and boom, you already have dinner ready because it's already been simmering while you've been out. And if you didn't leave, but you're in the house cleaning and preparing and getting ready for the upcoming week, again, it's a great alternative to help with easy cleanup. Also, they have the bags that you can put down inside your crock pot. It's like a little plastic bag. Put that down in there. So when you finish with your chili, stuff isn't stuck on the sides. You're not struggling trying to do cleanup. You literally lift a plastic bag out, throw it in trash, clean out your crock pot, and it is good to go. And this is all about getting game day ready, but your Sunday reset and also preparing for the upcoming week and things that you could do to save on time. Another thing that you could do is barbecue. If you are a pork lover, you can make you some barbecue. Put the barbecue in the crock pot. You can put it on low, and that way it is simmering for that 6 to 7 hour time frame. You can season it up with whatever spices you like. You could do a dry rub, little Lowry's onion powder, garlic powder, whatever seasonings that you want, some fresh onion, garlic. Put it all in, put some water in there, or you can go ahead if you want to take it up a notch, get you some beef juice or the condensate that you can get from the store. Put that in there. Let it slowly simmer for, like I said, at least about 6 to 7 hours. When it starts getting tender, where you can literally just start pulling it apart. Then you want to get you some little buns. You could do some sliders. Get you some pickles. Make you some homemade coleslaw. Or you can buy coleslaw. Get you some potato salad. You can put the buns in the oven just for a few minutes with a little butter and maybe a little bit of garlic. Get it a nice toasted. And now you've just made you some barbecue sliders. Didn't take long at all. You threw it in a crock pot. Again, if you're using one of those liners or bags for your crock pot, when it's done, you can throw it out. Sliders are not only easy, but having barbecue, typically it stretches for a little bit. So you can eat off that barbecue for a couple of days. Now, I understand that everybody is into leftovers. That's fine. You may not be into leftovers. You can save it. At least put some in one of our containers. Put it in the freezer. So on those nights that you need a quick weeknight meal, boom, you have barbecue. And whether you have the sliders, you can do cute little barbecue tacos. You can do a lot of different things to repurpose that barbecue. But that's great because, again, if you don't want it and say, I've eaten off of it for the day, I don't really want to do it as a leftover, you don't want to throw all of it out, put it in a container, put it on up, put it in your freezer, and boom, when you're ready on one of those weeknight meals before you leave home, you can put it out, let it thaw out, or the night before, put it in your refrigerator, let it thaw out. So all you have to do is heat and eat. Maybe make you a side of French fries and some vegetables and a side salad, and boom, you have a quick weeknight meal. So it's all about, again, preparation. So it's not just for game day, because these are awesome tips for game day, but this is now repurposing that. And now we can also hold it over for the following week that we have coming up. Same thing with our chili. Chili is something, because it's huge and it's typically in a big pot and you make a lot of it, it's hard to kind of make a small thing of chili. So that's another thing that you can do. put it in the freezer. Freeze it. So that way on a weeknight, you can either reheat it or now you can make some chili dogs, make some hot dogs, cut up some onion. And you got some homemade chili you could do with it. You could do a chili casserole. There's a lot of different options that you can do. But this is going to not only save you time, but also get you set up where you can sit in front of your TV for hours and scream and root your favorite team and get ready as we are now in our football season. Another thing that you could do is dips. Oh my goodness. There is a crock pot queso dip that you can make, and is literally taking some Velveeta cheese. You could do a can of Rotel tomatoes, maybe some sausage, ground beef, or both if you want to. Put them in the crock pot, put it on low until it's melted and smooth. You want to just keep stirring, making sure that it is combined. You can also add other things to that dip if you want. You could do the different types of cheeses. It doesn't just have to be quite queso. There's different types of cheeses that you can use to spruce it on up. You can now get you some tortilla chips, or you can make your own. How do you make your own? I make my own chips by taking some of the actual, it's not pita bread, but the soft taco bread, and you just warm you up some oil for about 350 degrees. When that oil is hot, you want to cut them up into triangles, drop them in that hot oil. Soon as they come out of the grease, I take them with some flaky salt or sea salt, put it on top, and boom. You can season it however you want, and you've made your own homemade chips, and now you have some a crock pot queso dip. Beyond just the queso dip, you can also do a artichoke dip. You could do a spinach dip, a spinach and shrimp dip. You could do a crab dip. There are so many different things that you can do. And again, utilizing those crock pot liners, you literally just lift it out and toss it. And they are great. Let's get into our air fryer, because most of us have an air fryer. So again, we're keeping it simple, things that we can do for our game day preparation. Setting up a wing bar. We just talked about having a snack bar, but how cool is it to have our very own chicken wing bar? You can do all flats. You can have whatever you want. You know, you could do a mixture, but having a variety. And when I say variety, you can have honey barbecue, you can have buffalo, you can have regular plain, you can have sweet chili, garlic parmesan. Creating a wing bar by putting out different sauces. So you can put those sauces in a nice bowl, one just for easy cleanup. You could do it in one of your Tupperware or bowls, like your Rubbermaid bowls that already has a top to it. So that way, when you pour that bottle down into it, you're going to put a spoon in there. Don't just be dipping chicken in the sauce. No, we want to take a spoon, put the sauce on our plate. So that way, any leftover sauce we have, we can easily store it, put the top on, and throw it in the refrigerator. Wonderful. Okay. But we want to go ahead and get out our air fryer. Go ahead and season up your wings. And we're going to have our, all you have to do is just cook the wings regular. After you season them up, you can just cook them regular. If you're not one that's really into air frying and you want to do the traditional frying, this works as well. Do that, whatever your taste buds desire. But once your chicken wings are done, have your variety of sauces. Because you're taking those sauces out of the bottle, you can either label the front of the container or put the sauce bottle behind the label, or the put it behind the container, so it will show and everybody would know, okay, this is barbecue. This is the sweet Thai chili. This is our mild. And you also want to have your ranch dressing. Cut you up some celery. Cut you up some carrots. This is a great way for two folds. One, it's healthy because you have your vegetables. Two, you have your kids and you may have picky eaters, this is a great way for them to be able to sneak in some of their vegetables. Why? Because a lot of times when you're eating chicken and you have your cute little, you know, plates and you have your dips, a lot of times they'll eat it, you know, because they see the adults eating it, you know, the kids look at them, oh, okay. And so they're eating it with the chicken and now they have some sauce and they have a little bit of variety. So you can, and that's, you know, also for presentation. So good way for presentation and for the kids to get their veggies and as well as the adults. So, and it doesn't have to stop just at your carrots and your celery. Now goes back to our fruit bar or our fruit that we want, not fruit, I'm sorry, veggie, our veggie bar and what veggies we want to have. Get you some fresh cauliflower, some fresh broccoli. Make sure you clean it really, really well. But that is a great way that, again, you can dip it right into some blue cheese, right into your ranch, and it makes for a great healthy snack. If you don't want to cut up carrots, they already have the small baby carrots that you can use. Put those out there. Get you a little celery, put that up. Celery is another great snack that you can have for your kids beyond just game day, but to prepare for the week. Doing some celery with, again, you can take and make your own little small ranch dressing to take with you on the go. Or you could get the ones that are already pre-packaged and ready to have on the go. You can add you a little peanut butter, put you some fruit in there with the celery. It's up to you and how you want to do it and how creative you want to get. But again, this is not just for game day, but we are preparing beyond. So, and also thinking about things that we could do for easy cleanup. So a wing bar is great. Having that is going to give variety, and it's also going to show that, yes, this is something simple and easy. Now, if it's not just your family and you have guests coming over, this is a great time to designate what you want your guests to bring. Everything shouldn't be on the host, and a lot of times that's what happens. We go ahead and we take on the brunt of everything. But it's okay that you can designate and say, hey, do you mind stopping and bring some dessert? What desserts do you want to have? Depending on your meal, there's so many different options that you can create. You can create a nice little apple pie a la mode, having one of those apple pies that you could just throw in the oven. Very simple. Get you some vanilla ice cream, drizzle some caramel on it, or you can make your own. How? You can get either the little wonton wrappers that you would get for like your egg rolls, put a little apple pie filling in there, season it with a little bit of cinnamon, sugar, wrap them up, deep fry them, take them out, add a little cinnamon sugar to the top of them, and you can still serve those warm. And those are great because those are handheld. So you can still serve them warm with a little ice cream, or they're still great cold. So as they cool off and the kids are coming in and out of the kitchen, you have a quick little dessert that you can give to them. Slice and bake cookies. There's nothing wrong with taking a shortcut. If you don't have time to really truly make a dessert, you could do the slice and bake cookies, or you could do a quick little brownie. Brownies don't take long at all. You can cut those up into small squares, put them again in little sandwich bags, and now you have something for them to take with them during the week. So it's all about creating not just our game day fun, but we also want to create the atmosphere of preparedness for our new week. So let's talk about our decor for a second, because now we're into our fall months and we know that we're getting our warm blankets out. We talked about tantalizing our senses and having our home smell like the warm apple pie, the weather changing, the sweater weather with all the different scents, whether you use a Bath and Body Works Wallflower, if you use maybe a Febreze, or you're really not into heavy scents and you like more of the natural and you just kind of use those natural oils, whatever floats your boat. But you want to make sure that your home, when you're sitting down, your home is filled up with all of these scents and smells, okay, as for game day. And as for your decor, you're wrapped up in your blankets, you're comfortable, you're creating that cozy vibe. You can also get your candles out, light your candles, have the ambiance coming through in different ways. Because again, our senses are tantalized through different things of what we smell, what we touch, what we see, and what we taste. So as we're preparing our snacks, as we're preparing our meals for the game day, that I just talked about was our quicker crock pot meals, things that you could utilize and put in a crock pot that will stretch and can also be doubled as our weeknight meals. Now, not everybody wants to do a what they may call a finger style dinner, you know, where you're having quicker finger type foods. Some people say, no, I want to do my traditional, and that is fine too. So if your traditional is maybe I'm going to do fried chicken, I want to do some macaroni and cheese, I want to do green beans, cabbage, you cook whatever is up to your liking and what you're feeling and what you're in the mood for. I'm just giving you different ideas and suggestions on how to not just prepare for game day, but also preparing for the upcoming week and how leftovers, excuse me, can be essential to really help on those nights that you don't want to cook. Now, let's talk about a quick game day or weeknight recipe. Let me rephrase that. So a weeknight recipe, when you know that you may have a longer day and short on time, a few things that I would do during the winter months to really prepare for those longer days. And I knew I really didn't have time to come back and do a lot of cooking. Again, utilizing that crock pot, but chicken and rice. Chicken and rice is one of those things that I can let my chicken simmer. I can put the rice at the bottom, put the chicken in, put in all of my seasonings, and let it just marinate and simmer on low throughout the day. Now, I would even do the chicken and rice even without a crock pot and put it on low in the oven. Some people, I don't like to leave appliances on when I'm gone, and that's your preference. So if you don't want to, these are just suggestions and you don't have to follow them. But if you don't have a crock pot and you say, hey, I really enjoy some of these suggestions, but I may not have a crock pot, they can be done on a traditional stove and they can be done in your oven. So same thing with your chicken and rice. For me, that is one of those one pot meals, and all I have to do is fix a vegetable. Now, some people like casseroles. I am not a casserole lover. That's just not my thing. But casseroles are great because it kind of gives you that one pot of everything, especially if you're doing like a broccoli chicken rice casserole, because literally the name says it all. It has broccoli, chicken, and rice. Typically, you're going to have a little bit of cheese in there. You're going to put all of your seasonings, and it's that one pot meal. Also, when you're doing casseroles, they store really well. So another one of those ideas that if you're making an abundance of it, you can store, put it in the freezer so that you can have it on one of those weeknights. Also, while you're preparing for game day, prepare for your upcoming week with a menu. If you are one that says, I don't really like leftovers, I really just kind of cook enough for us to have for that day, cool. Prepare a menu. That's going to help you for multiple reasons. It's going to help you when you're going to the store of what you need to shop, because you're going to know what ingredients you need to have. And your menu can be planned out according to your schedule. So if you know that you're going to have a late night, then that night may be a beanie weenie night may be simple because we're going to get in late. So I may need to just go ahead and do something quick, or I'm going to only be able to stop home for a moment long enough for them to eat because gymnastics starts at 6:30. Okay, fine. That may be a sub night. So that night you may do subs and fresh fruit and vegetables. You find what works for your family. This is, again, a judgment-free zone. So I'm just helping you with tips on how to prepare. So again, going back to a little bit with the decor for your game day, some people like to put up their favorite team's decor or just football paraphernalia in general to prepare. Do you? That is awesome. If you want to put up and you are a Cowboys fan, if you are a Eagles fan and you want to have your decor match their team colors, that's a great way because a lot of people, when they're really into their teams, they have throw pillows, they have the jerseys, they have blankets, they have different things that kind of match that theme. Wonderful. So now we have some colors to work with. So for people that say, I'm not sure what colors to kind of use, play off your team colors, your favorite team. That's a great way to pull additional colors into your home. So if you like those blues, wonderful. Those blues, get additional pillows to kind of match that. Match your throw pillows. Have your blankets out. Some people may want to have rugs or welcome mats that match that. You can have rugs in the inside that match those colors. It's all about pulling things together, and it's no right or wrong because this is what's making your house a home and making it comfortable for you. So yes, put out your football paraphernalia, put out your statues. Some people have the memorabilia that is in those plastic cases and they don't really put them out often. This is a time when you can kind of put those things out in places or areas that won't get broken, but that you can see them. You want to enjoy your paraphernalia. If you have a game room, some people may have what they call a man cave or a game room or a she shed. And this is the place that you come to, that you chill and watch sports. Decorate it. Decorate it to how you see fit. There is no boundaries when it comes to creating a space that's comfortable for you. Now, some things to also make sure that your game day ready, as I said, that you want to have your snack bar. You think also about on that snack bar, not just for things that you can eat while you're watching the game, but things that you can keep on your snack bar. If you have a designated space, you may want to have a snack bar at all times. You want to make on your snack bar, you may want to have bags of popcorn. You want to have Skittles. You want to have M&Ms. You want to have a variety of candy. That way you have a snack bar, not just for this day, but for every Sunday. Or you can prepare early and have your snack bar in your pantry. So all you have to do is pull those things out if you don't have a separate room. For those that may have a separate room, a refrigerator. Most people have a small mini fridge. What is your mini fridge stocked of? This is the time. If you are a drinker, some people may have alcoholic beverages within their mini fridge. But it's also time that you can have your juices, milk. You can have apple juice. You can have your wine in there if you choose to. Again, I said milk because if you have smaller kids, you know, again, for households that may not drink, it could be a drink bar where all of the kids have all of their Sunny D, their orange juices, apple juices, their Kool-Aid jammers, Capri Suns. Everything is stocked in this little mini fridge, and it makes it simple and easy to go. Also, those little popcorn bins. Dollar Tree has those popcorn bins. Those are really cute, and they are a great addition for your game day. Why? Because you can put your popcorn in there. You can put potato chips in there. You can put all types of snacks in those little popcorn bins. They're really cute to kind of give you that game day feel. I know a lot of people kind of utilize them or think about them for movies, but think about them for game day, especially when you're having company over. It's something that is cute, whimsical, fun, and again, practical and on a budget. when you are having friends and family over, if you're not one that may utilize those paper products that we talked about, again, you want to maybe keep dishes at a minimal. Having sodas that are already in bottles or cans where you don't have to utilize a lot of dishes. You can put them in a refrigerator or get you a cooler with ice to keep them cold. And your cooler can be used indoors. I know we think about our cooler being used strictly in the summer on the outside. Why you can't put a towel down or something down just to make sure that any water leaking doesn't leak onto your floor. You can put your cooler right there, fill it with ice, and then when you're finished, dump it outside. It's still the same effect. It's just making it simple, easy, and quick. So for your game day, prepare a game day menu. So the same way I just stated, you want to have a menu for the upcoming week. It's going to help you for your grocery shopping. The same day for your game day menu. If you know that, okay, I want to have a chili cook-off and maybe you're inviting everybody to bring chili. Wonderful. You're going to have cornbread, or we're going to have a traditional Sunday dinner, or we're going to do the wing bar, or we're going to do a dip bar. We're going to have a variety of dips. So as I mentioned, the crab dip, the queso dip, the shrimp dip, all of those different things, you get creative. I know that we have been trained and taught that we have to have these traditional Sunday dinners and we have to have our meat, our vegetable, and our starch. You can still get all of that in and still be creative and fun. Okay. You can still do your fruit. You can still cut that up and have that out. You can still do your veggies. As I mentioned, with getting a head of broccoli, a head of cauliflower, some carrots, and cutting all of that up, maybe some celery, green peppers, all of those different things, and create your own little veggie bar. Excuse me. Same thing with fruit. Cut up a variety of fruit, store it in a bowl, make it for easy cleanup, put them in little baggies or finger little containers where everybody can get their own. It's all about preparation and all about setting the tone to make it a lot easier and enjoyable and fun. And like I mentioned, for decor, pull in the colors of your favorite team. Get your home set up and fall ready. I know we have all of these, you know, we have the pumpkins and all of, you know, that represents fall, our sweaters and all of that. But as we're bringing in the different smells, as we're bringing in the different accents, do things different. You know, we can do the pumpkins, wonderful, but do what works for you. If you want everything, you say, I ain't into the pumpkins, but I like that idea of the football stuff, then that's what you go all out in. And you decorate that the way that you see fit and bring and tie in all of your colors together for your game day, because this is your Sunday reset. So we want to think about our spiritual, our mental, and our physical. So we're enjoying ourselves. We're having a good time. We have our friends and family over. And if you're not one that's hosting, share these ideas, share this video, share this recording with someone that says, hey, I heard someone talk about, you know, I really don't entertain anymore, but I heard somebody talking about some ideas. Hey, or what do I need to bring? What is it that I could do to help you make things easier? You can offer, hey, would you like me to bring some paper products? Hey, would you like me to pick up some canned sodas? You offer to help that host take some of that stress off, because you don't realize, if you don't really entertain, all that may go into preparing to make sure that game day is a success. And so also you want to have more than enough. I know that I've always been taught and come from a family where you have more than not enough. So, you kind of tend to overdo it sometimes, but you want to make sure if it's going to be just you and your immediate family and there's five of you, then you know how much to prepare. But if you're entertaining and you have a few friends or colleagues or family members over, and you know that your house is going to be full for about 10, make sure you have enough to feed everybody. Make sure that, again, you don't have to take the brunt of all of the expense, because entertaining can be costly. So if you cannot do it, you want to call and assign someone, hey, can you bring a dessert? Can you bring fried chicken? Can you bring this? And make it fun. The same way I said, do a chili cook-off, do a wing cook-off. Hey, I want everybody to bring their best wings, bring in something that they feel like they can win, and you can make it fun. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything monetarily given out, but the winner will be able to have rights of talking trash. Or if you can want to do something monetary, this winner will get an Amazon gift card or a Starbucks gift card. You make it and do whatever you want to do. You just want to have fun. So as we're closing out and just kind of recapping, you want to make sure that you are properly preparing and prepping your fruit, your vegetables, and your food, making sure that you have your list and know exactly what you're going to be cooking for your game day. You want to make sure that you are making it easy for preparation and cleanup. So utilizing your crock pot, also utilizing some of those throwaway pans. Those you can get from the Dollar Tree. You can get them in bulk from any of your big brand stores, such as like your BJ's, Sam's Club, or even your regular grocery stores. But those throwaway pans are really helpful for cleanup because you don't have to worry about scrubbing, especially if you are making, say, multiple dips. And sometimes all those cheeses get stuck at the bottom. You don't have to worry about it because now that pan is going to go in trash. If you're utilizing your air fryer, you can get the inserts that go in your air fryer to help make cleanup simple. Same thing with your crock pot. You want to get the liner that helps make the cleanup simple. You want everything to be as simple and easy, but you want it to be fun, neat, and cute. Come up with different ideas. As I say, with the chili cook-off, a wing off, you could do candy apples. You know, we're going to have a different variety of candy apples or snacks. Who brings in the most exotic fruits? Doing something different. However you want to do it, you want to set it up so that it's fun. Make sure that you're having a centralized location for your snack bar, and not just your snack bar, but we also talked about a beverage bar or drink bar, something that could be handheld for the kids, something also for the adults, something that could be in a dispenser where you just utilize paper products and pour some from out of dispenser, and you want to be able to keep it moving. Because most of the time on game day, you're watching football for multiple hours. And some people don't, but at least for one game, we know it can take a while. So you want to make sure that you are prepared and set up. And if you're the one doing the cooking, again, making it easy. If you're one not to have to cook, guess what? Everything that I mentioned, pretty much, you can buy. So if you're not one that wants to cook, but you say, hey, I think I'm going to go ahead and just do something, you know, I want to keep it simple, but I really don't feel like cooking, you can purchase a veggie tray. You can purchase a fruit tray. They have buffalo dip that you can purchase from the store. All you have to do is warm it up. You can purchase crackers from the store. You can get those chips if you like the tortilla chips. You can get the queso dip. You can get the different variety of salsas if you want to have like a little salsa bar. You can get chili that is already done. Everything that makes a game day, you can actually purchase. You can get, say, the TGI Friday wings. They come in buffalo. They come in honey barbecue. You could do little appetizers such as cheese sticks. Or those little, I can see them, little hush puppies, or some of those mushrooms. They are breaded mushrooms that you can get. All of that stuff can go in the air fryer, it can go in the oven, or it could be heated on a stove. Again, options to keep it simple, keep it easy, and keep it stress-free. We have enough that we have to deal with. So the more that we can prepare, the more that we can have a menu planned out, the more that we can already have snacks already pre-planned. We know what our schedule is like, and our dinners are made around our schedules. It makes it so much easier and at least takes that bit of stress off of us. If you have kids that are school age, start giving them chores. They could be smaller kids, but at least making sure they're assigned to cleaning up their room, putting their clothes away, preparing their clothes for the next day, helping them with those things. But we want to teach them that independence and help give some of that stress or relieve some of that stress, not give it, but relieve some of that stress by proper planning, but making it fun, having a good time. If you are a parent that has a child that plays sports and you need things that are ready and easy, some of these ideas can work even as a weeknight. Preparing that chili in the crock pot before you go to work, putting all of the ingredients in there by the time you come home and letting it simmer. Same thing for the barbecue sliders. Most of the time we're gone for 7 to 8 hours out of our day. Putting it on low, letting it simmer. So by the time you come home, those things are done and ready. So these ideas, although I labeled them and said they help with game day, these ideas can be used for any day of the week. Doesn't matter, but we want to enjoy, have fun, take the stress off, because when we're enjoying game day, we're typically enjoying the time with our family. It's not just about the food, but it's about the atmosphere. It's about the time that we spend with the family, creating memories, laughing, joking, and playing and interacting and having healthy conversations. Because a lot of times in these settings and environments, our little ones, they don't feel as stressed. They don't feel like, oh my goodness, I got to live up to the standard. Oh my goodness, I'm stressed because I got this to do on this short period of time. When you're sitting in front of the TV with your family and you're creating those memories and you guys are laughing, it helps lighten the load. It creates that harmonious feeling, creates a sense of euphoria, if you will, because now for a moment, I can enjoy and create new memories that your kids will have for them for the rest of their lives, that mom and dad took time, they weren't too busy. Or even if you're not into the NFL and you want to create a time where this is our game night and we're going to have a variety of games, we're going to play Uno, we're going to play Monopoly, we're going to play Clue, we're going to play Life. Make it fun, whatever it is for you that makes this a special moment. Take in those times. Don't rush to get away from it, because when those kids get older, become adults and start their own family, you're going to kind of go back and think about these times when they were smaller, or these things when you would sometimes wish that life slowed down some. So enjoy the slower moments, bask in our time. Even if you're not one to necessarily watch the game, but you enjoy the company, the fraternizing. I'm not into it. I don't care who may win, but I enjoy spending time. And that's the way that we can all connect and refresh and recharge. So I hope that some of these tips that I have shared with you on today, I hope they've been helpful. I hope that you'll be able to utilize them and take them with you. If you have any tips for me, I don't know it all. So please share with me some things that I may have missed. Share them. Go and join my Facebook community. You can follow me at Tamara D. Taylor, and you can also follow Real Home Show. Click both of those in, follow, like, share. Let people know we are here, and to tune in every week to get tips on how to make your life easier, not just inside the home, but outside the home as well. I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode of Real Home and Getting Game Day Ready. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Real Home. Make sure you're following all of my social media channels on Facebook at Tamara D. Taylor and Real Home Show, and on Instagram at Tamara Taylor RVA and at Real Home Show. Meet me here next week on Thursday from 6 to 7 on Heart Sound Radio.